Good morning. Welcome to the San Francisco County Transportation Authority meeting for today, Tuesday, February 26, 2019. Our clerk is Mr. Alberto Quintanilla. Mr. Quintanilla, if you could please call the roll.
Item one, roll call. Commissioner Brown. Brown absent. Commissioner Feuer. Feuer present. Commissioner Haney. Haney absent. Commissioner Mandelman.
Here.
Mandelman present. Commissioner Marr.
Present.
Marr present. Commissioner Peskin.
Present.
Peskin present. Commissioner Ronan. Ronan absent. Commissioner Safai. Safai absent. Commissioner Stephanie.
Present.
Stephanie present. Commissioner Walton.
Present.
Walton present. Commissioner Yee.
Present.
Yee present. We have quorum.
Thank you. With that, let me present the chair's report. By beginning this meeting, to express our heartfelt condolences to the family, friends, and colleagues of our late, great public defender, Jeff Adachi. Here at the TA, staff have worked closely with two organizations that Jeff was instrumental in founding, Be Magic in the Bayview and also Mo Magic in the Fillmore, that are building youth empowerment and community capacity in those neighborhoods. From our recent Bayview mobility study and assistance to the Bayview Move shuttle program to the Western Addition neighborhood transportation plan, we are collaborating with these grassroots community groups to increase access to schools, jobs, and essential services. Now we will redouble our efforts to press forward with Jeff's team, folks from Be Magic and Mo Magic, to implement these plans expeditiously in honor of Jeff's memory, and as no doubt he would have wanted. I know that we'll be offering up memories this afternoon at the Board of Supervisors, but I just want to acknowledge that it's been a pretty shocking, surreal, and very sad several days, and I know we are all still processing. And I just want to use this moment to say that I'm grateful to work with each and every one of you every day, and with that, I will not start crying. I want to thank several members of this commission for serving in key leadership roles at the TA this year. Thank you, Commissioner Yee, for once again chairing our Vision Zero committee, and to Vice Chair Stephanie for serving with me on that committee. And I want to thank Commissioner Mandelman for serving on our Treasure Island Mobility Management Agency committee with Chair Haney and Vice Chair Walton. And finally, serving on our Personnel Committee will be Vice Chair Mandelman and Commissioner Ronan, who is our representative to the MTC. Thank you both for agreeing to serve on that committee. And as our executive director outlined last month, we have a full agenda this year marked by several major planning, funding, and project delivery efforts, and I appreciate your collective support. One of the most important projects is to bring downtown rail extension into our empty, closed Transbay Terminal. At the end of our last meeting, you will all remember that we were just hearing of Governor Newsom's remarks in the State of the State address announcing the appointment of a new chair and oversight measures for high-speed rail. It was later emphasized that the governor and the High-Speed Rail Authority remain committed to delivering the California High-Speed Rail Program, including all Phase 1 environmental documents for the San Francisco to Los Angeles system, and to seek additional funding to build out these segments. Colleagues, this was the case the day before the governor's remarks and continues to be the work ahead. As I said in the Chronicle last week or 2 weeks ago, our imperative remains advancing downtown rail extension. We have a train box that sits empty as we speak, and constituents that are waiting to be connected to regional jobs as well as vice versa. On this point, I think we are all committed. I am unfazed, but there is a sense of urgency to move this project forward responsibly with oversight and solid project management. I know that we all share that sense of urgency and will stay focused on doing what we need to do to make this project a reality. And that means finishing Caltrain electrification and train control, and it means collaborating on the Caltrain business plan. And as Commissioner Supervisor Walton understands, it means looking at governance and oversight both for the Joint Powers Board of Caltrain as well as the Transbay Joint Powers Authority. So There's much more we could say on this, but I am committed, and we all need to be committed, to bringing Caltrain into our downtown core. Finally, in honor of Black History Month, I want to recognize the work of Garrett Morgan, the inventor of a tool that we all use every single day. Perhaps we take it for granted, but the three-position traffic signal, also known as the stoplight, was patented by Mr. Morgan in 1923. Though it was not the first traffic signal, it was the first one to have the middle yellow light. It was remarkably smart. It happened, Mr. Morgan actually invented it after witnessing a bad traffic accident on a busy corner. And that is when he realized there needed to be a little bit more time between stop and go. He eventually sold the rights to General Electric for $40,000. And with that, I conclude my comments. Is there any public comment on the chair's report? Seeing none, public comment is closed, and we will go to the executive director's report. Ms. Chang.
Thank you, Chair Peskin. And on behalf of the staff, I also wish to express our condolences to Jeff Adachi's family. Today, I'll begin my report on a development at the California PUC. As many of you know, we've been advocating, along with other city agencies and the city attorney's office, for the California PUC to open up the data reporting with regard to ride-hailing companies. Those companies submit monthly reports to CPUC, but those heretofore have not been released to the public. So the recent ruling, as far as a proposed rulemaking from the CPUC, is that they should require these companies to report some cumulative or aggregate data from the ride-hail companies, consistent with SB 1014, the California Clean Miles and Incentives Program, as well as SB 1376, which was the TNC Access for All. The CPUC proposes 8 metrics reported as statewide quarterly totals, and they would be reported by geographic areas. So not necessarily at the city level, but perhaps, or perhaps even in more detail than at the city level. We're evaluating the proposed rulemaking, and we're finding so far that there's some positive development here, of course, and that there should be some data to be shared publicly, but we do believe that they should go further, in particular to meet the mandate of the 2 Senate bills that I mentioned, but also to meet our other needs around planning and coordination and management of our street network. So we have submitted comments to that effect together with SFMTA and the city attorney's office, and we'll be happy to keep you posted on those data rulemaking activities going forward. But that's a positive development I wanted to report. Pleased to present with the self-help counties with the Bay Area Caucus of Legislature. This is the Northern California Bay Area representatives in the state legislature recently with the self-help counties. These are the 25 counties in California that have self-imposed sales tax, voter-approved sales tax measures for transportation. Of course, we thanked the leadership and all of the committee members for their passage of SB1 and RM3 and reported on the progress for implementing those critical road improvements and road repair as well as transit projects across the region. I also joined Self-Help County's Chair Daryl Johnson in a meeting with Caltrans Director Lori Berman, where we discussed even more important ways to streamline project delivery. This is local approvals, this is Caltrans approvals, this is resource agency approvals, as well as to better coordinate on our various priorities. We have those from our sales tax measures and voter-approved expenditure plans. The state also has its priorities, so it's very important, particularly for us, to coordinate on the SB1 program well ahead of the funding deadlines. On the downtown extension, I just wanted to report back that our staff has finished procurement of consultants to assist us with this work. It's a team of experts and peer reviewers from multiple companies and organizations, assisted by the partner agencies who will be in the room with us to work through 3 different tasks. One, to review international and domestic rail and mega project best practices. 2, project delivery and finance strategies to deliver this project. And 3, governance and oversight. And this was consistent with the board's direction. We're happy to report that is underway, and we will be presenting more of an update next month. We did have Eric Cordoba, our capital projects deputy, update the TJPA Citizens Advisory Committee on the status of this work last week. Turning to BART, as you may know, as of earlier this month, the BART trains are running 1 hour later in the morning. This is to enable vital repairs in our Transbay Tube, critical earthquake safety work. There's over 2,400 East Bay riders coming into the city at that hour, and it's very important that we ensure that they maintain their access, and BART has worked diligently with a host of transit operators across the region. 64% of these riders coming in from the East Bay disembark downtown in one of the four downtown stations. So the plan does create 14 new express buses that run from 3:45 a.m. till 6 a.m., including seven Transbay routes and five East Bay routes, and two San Francisco and Peninsula routes. Please visit www.bart.gov for more information, and we will keep tracking this and certainly make sure that that service remains reliable and as good as possible. San Francisco has received, I'm happy to report, $8 million from the Active Transportation Program for two projects. Last month during the annual report, I mentioned the $2 million Alamany safety project for a new pedestrian path and signals for pedestrians and bicycles close to the farmers market area. And this was, of course, one of the top recommendations from our 2017 study requested from then Commissioner Campos and continued with Commissioner Ronan. And in addition to that great news, we also shared with Commissioner Haney and now with all of you that we received a $6 million regional active transportation program grant, ATP grant from MTC for the 6th Street pedestrian safety project. The TA did help MTA and DPW with these earlier phases, environmental. We funded a couple of million, and we still have $9 million to implement the projects. So that's really good news, Commissioner Haney, for the groundbreaking to come in the coming year. The project does include a reduction in vehicle lanes and extension of sidewalk bulbs, new traffic signals, streetscape improvements, and the like from Market to Bryant Street and on Golden Gate from Jones to Market Street. Crooked Street has also seen a milestone in this past month. We joined Commissioner Stephanie and staff from her office and with the community in the Knob Hill area for a public meeting on the Crooked Street where we've been identifying solutions around a potential reservation and management system so that we can reduce the queues and increase the safety and management of that very important attraction, but it's also a neighborhood. So we want to ensure livability and safety in particular for all the residents, and also to accommodate the many important tourists who come and visitors who come every year. So we'll continue to work with folks like the Russian Hill neighbors and Yikwo sort of area, and as well with SF Travel and tourism industry partners. So please look for an update in the coming month or two. We are also, by the way, working with the state legislature to help identify potential legislation to enable a pilot in the future if that should be desired. Finally, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. Our staff has been busy out there working together with collaborating with researchers and other partners. We've been invited and have been speaking to a number of organizations. I just wanted to highlight the Transportation Research Board, where several staff have been serving on committees and presenting on key panels. I myself presented at a panel with the Intelligent Transportation Systems of America and gave a keynote at the International Transport Development Program. These international exchanges are becoming ever more important as we learn from them and their experience around Vision Zero, as we learn about things like congestion management and pricing, and they also are very interested in our work around new mobility as well as those other topics. The Transportation Authority's Deputy for Technology, Data, and Analysis also testified recently at the British Columbia Legislature on a hearing on ride hailing. So congratulations to Joe for doing a great job up there to advise them on their Committee on Crown Corporations, which is their name for TNCs. He also has been the recipient of an award from the Zephyr Foundation for his expertise in this industry. With that, I conclude my remarks.
Thank you. Any questions for our executive director? Is there any public comment on this item? Commissioner Haney.
Thank you, Chair Peskin. I just had a quick question about the work around the downtown extension and TJPA. Is there a timeline for that report? And is it going to come to us in phases or all at once? And I know there are some things that are sort of waiting on that to move forward. So interested in when it's going to be done and what our role is going to be with it.
Thank you, Commissioner Haney, and thank you for serving on the TJPA Board of Directors. So the schedule for our governance and oversight and project delivery work is to deliver that in the May timeframe, and this is something that is consistent with our earlier scoping efforts when we brought the work to the board for approval. So we hope to bring you an interim update as well. We've committed to doing that with the TJPA and the CAC and anyone else who would like an update in the meantime.
Thank you. Mr. DaCosta.
My name is Francisco DaCosta, and I come here from time to time, and I represent the Muakma Ohlone, the first people of this area, and I'll be meeting the chairperson tomorrow. And I heard generalities. Being a student of philosophy, I like to bisect and dissect. So we are talking about the Trans Bay, and we now know that the main box, the underground box, cannot even accommodate the number of trains that it was supposed to accommodate. And in all the deliberations, not once has that come out here. See, there's a lot of talk, a lot of representation, and some of them are my good friends on the Trans Bay Joint Commission. However, we have to get used to giving quarterly and biannual reports so that we have something in writing on this. The other thing is, with a population that's growing of 830,000, which grows to sometimes 1 million or 1.5 million during the daytime, we are not paying attention to the increase in the carbon footprint. The carbon footprint in its totality from concrete, aggregate, commercial use, transportation, and all. Because we have to pay attention to the health of our infants, our children, our youth, those with compromised health. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public for public comment on the chair's executive director's report? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Mr. Clerk, could you please read the consent agenda?
Items 4 to 11 compromise the consent agenda. Items 5 to 11 were first approved at the February 12th board meeting and are now being considered for final approval. The remaining items are not considered considered routine. Staff is not planning to present on these items, but is prepared to present if desired. If a member objects, any of the consent items may be removed and considered separately.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on item number 4, approval of the February 12th minutes? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Would any member like an item or items severed from the consent calendar? Seeing none, a roll call, please.
A motion and a second.
A motion made by Commissioner Walton, seconded by Commissioner Yee. On that motion, a roll call, please.
On the consent agenda, Commissioner Brown? Brown, aye. Commissioner Feuer? Feuer, aye. Commissioner Haney?
Aye.
Haney, aye. Commissioner Mandelman? Aye. Mandelman, aye. Commissioner Marr?
Aye.
Marr, aye. Commissioner Peskin?
Aye.
Peskin, aye. Commissioner Stephanie?
Aye.
Stephanie, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. Commissioner Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye. We have final approval.
Thank you. Is there any introduction of new items? Seeing none, is there any general public comment? Seeing none, we are adjourned.
SFGov TV, San Francisco Government Television.